What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in here tonight.
Guys.
So good.
Come on. Everybody's hanging on by a thread.
Will you accept this rose?
I mean, wow. We're dressed up today, and it's the dream team. It's the dream team, and we're dressed up. I have on my best outfit. Oh, excuse me. Gerald is reading the most important work since War and Peace, Little Miss Little Compton. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage somewhere in Los Angeles, California, or as my friend Paget wants me to say, my bougie studio, excuse me, or as my friend the Sentinel wants me to say, my garage house. I could not be more excited to have this group of humans with me, and boy, if you could see what I'm seeing right now and what I am drinking in, it's a lot. I'm going to start with a man that is our leader. It's a man that we follow. I mean, he's about to snack. He looks like he's probably buried a couple bodies in the desert. He is our rookie of the year. He is the host of Doug Loves Movies that all of us are going to be on this year, South by Southwest, for the most part, almost all of us. He is the host of Wide World of Doug's, Getting Doug with High. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian. We love him so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the leader of our cult and rookie of the year, Mr. Douglas Benson.
Hello.
Hi, Doug.
That's the end of my statement.
You know what? You look great.
And he's got
he's got his captain's hat on. He's got his bachelor sweatshirt on. He's wearing his hot box pizza t-shirt. Everything's working for you, Doug.
Yeah, what's the slogan again for Arden for the hot box pizza?
Get the box is too hot. Getting boxed with hot box pizza. Is that it?
That was close enough. That was pretty good.
Thank you. That's what I do in my free time is I work for an ad agency. I just write short, marketable phrases.
That was perfect.
Also with
it sounds, it sounds like she's just taking the title of the product and saying the words out of order a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes that's the magic of it. You don't need other words.
You don't need other words.
Working with hot box and pizza.
Yeah, it's a box of hot pizza.
Yeah. It's very now.
Well, speaking of right now, what I am looking at is a man in a cheetah coat in 75 degree heat. This is a man with nothing to lose. This is a man in a fur coat, cheetah, pimp coat, looking incredible with a very important book behind him, Little Miss Little Compton. You know him from iCarly. You're going to know him from the reboot of iCarly. You know him from Drake and Josh. And he's angry at me because of when we recorded South by Southwest. And I said to him, he was also, by the way, let me just finish this out. He was our rookie of the year last year, and he's now the sentinel because he will guard and protect your bachelor season.
That's right.
He got angry at me on Doug Loves Movies because I said—
I think that's an unfair beginning. It's already unfair.
I said, Jerry Traynor, my friends can't believe that I know Crazy Uncle Steve.
No! It's already an incorrect story. No!
That is what happened.
It's unfair. It's unfair to start a story with Jerry's angry with me because it makes it sound like I don't have a reason to be. When the truth is, I have been betrayed.
Yeah.
Diminished.
Yes.
My entire career and
you don't know.
Reason
maybe,
for living?
Maybe Uncle Steve is very successful. Why is that diminished? Maybe it's an upgrade. Maybe you leveled up with my intro.
This is where I think the audience needs to be clued in on what you said. You said on Doug Loves Movies.
Yes.
Oh, we started talking about the reboot of iCarly and you go, Oh my God.
Yeah.
With such confidence.
True story.
And gravitas.
So
my
excited.
My friend's kids could not be more thrilled that Uncle Steve is returning to the little and screen.
And that I know Uncle Steve.
And that you know Uncle Steve.
That's true.
Which begs the question.
Yes.
Who the fuck is Uncle Steve?
You are?
Nope. Never played Uncle Steve.
No, now I know. I know that
Steve and Spencer had a baby. That's who he is.
Yes.
That's
right. He was Crazy Steve. And
she,
then he,
she gave you like a Brangelina kind of name. It's a compliment.
Right. That's right.
You were morphing into your own thing.
She brought all your characters together because she did get one is an uncle and the other one is named Steve.
Yes.
No, there's no uncle.
Oh, you're just a neighbor.
Older brother.
Oh, that's it. You know, I watched every episode.
I know you did.
I'm on a list somewhere.
Look, you had your podcast, Doug Loves iCarly, and that's why I'm confused that you don't know.
By the way, I love Doug. Doug Loves iCarly, actually, it just beat Joe Rogan as the number one podcast on earth, is Doug Loves iCarly.
That's true. That is also true.
All right. Do you accept my apologies, Sentinel?
I do. Of course I do.
Well, you look fantastic. And you are wearing a coat, a cheetah coat, sent to you by, I'm going to say, our empress. I'm going to say our secretary of state, the greatest outfitter of a man that I've ever. This package that arrived on Jerry's doorstep, which we can describe in 1 second. And then I promise for those, we will get to the Bachelor. You know,
in the
her,
last 15 minutes,
you know, her from Criminal Minds. You know her from another period. You know her as our secretary of state. My best friend, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Paget Brewster.
Hi.
Now, Paget, you outfitted Jerry. You sent him. Did you have fun picking out clothing for him?
Yes. Well, Jerry and I had a bet for $100, and I don't even remember what the bet was, but he won. And then I was
romper.
It was to wear Doug's girlfriend's romper, which was my birthday.
It was Doug's girlfriend's romper.
And which hurt your balls.
Yes, he gave himself camel balls.
Yeah, camel balls for all of us.
Got it. So I was saying, I bet you $100 you won't do it. And then you did do it. So I had to get you $100, but you wouldn't let me Venmo you. So I went to Shein, where all of the ladies on The Bachelor get all of their clothes.
Yes.
And went into the, now they have this enormous men's section. So I got you some things that are ridiculous. And then some things that I thought you might actually like. I thought the drop crotch sweatpants would be fun. It has a lot of pockets.
He had a nice bomber jacket.
Like a herringbone zip-up sweater or something. And then you have a pimp coat. That's a giant pimp coat. It's full length.
It is. Will you wear the herringbone jacket and the drop crotch pants?
Of course I will.
Great.
And I already, when I first met the writer's room for the iCarly reboot, I wore the kimono only.
Oh, Okay. It's like a,
I came
like
in
a,
hot.
Asian dragon, yes. Long boxers and a silk matching silk kimono.
Did when they I love came it? On the Zoom, I was wearing glasses. I had a martini and then the kimono, and I was like, "Hello, writers."
Oh my God, the diva is here.
That's right.
A man I needed in a
to set it. I needed to set the bar.
A man in a pandemic in a kimono is coming in hot. That's also right. Coming in hot, we have our Dr. Anna Tana Banana coming in real hot.
Yeah, I just wanted to say you'll be hearing from our lawyers, Jerry. Okay.
What did I do?
For showing up in your kimono. What if I was one of the writers and I was horrified?
It's clothing. I was clothed. You couldn't see nipple. It was closed.
I'm just joking. It's just, you
but
know.
That's what they always say right before they're caught jerking off.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I was doing that the whole time. They couldn't tell.
They couldn't tell. Also with us today is Dr. Katie Levine. Hello, Katie.
The doctor.
So many doctors. How are you?
I'm okay.
How are you guys? Good. We got an angry review that said I take too long doing the intros. And I say to that. And I say to that, you guys, we're going on the year mark in a pandemic. We're slower than normal. We're doing our best. We're all doing our best. Also, Padgett and I are wearing, I'm wearing my smoke show t-shirt, and we are both wearing our, Katie, will you take a screen
Someone
grab
has
of
to
what
take
we're
a picture.
Wearing?
Amazing. All it's right. so hot. They're so hot.
They are
hot so sultry. Silly.
Hot club and skirts.
Hot. We're going clubbing in Jerry skirts. All
oh,
right, Katie,
man,
you
makes
can
me want a hot
down.
Box pizza, right, Doug?
Yeah, that's right. If you like hot boxes and pizza, come on down to Hot Box Pizza.
All right. Here we go, you guys. It's home pan.
Oh, that was insufferable.
I know. The guy who wrote the review would be so. They also said I have a screeching voice.
Why are they listening?
They turned it off. I think they literally only listened to 5 minutes of the podcast, and they were like, this screeching voice did nothing but introduce people for 5 minutes. Like, I turned it off, and I thought, but you took the time. You hated
took
me.
Took the time to write a negative review?
A negative review of a podcast that you didn't even hear. Like, you didn't even get into the meat. I know my voice is high. I'm aware. I wish
what if he felt bad? What if he felt bad, decided to give it another try, and now he's listening to us talk all this shit?
Good.
That's
good.
Our intro every week, hoping he comes back. Okay, here we go. It's hometown week, and people got to give them a glimpse of their hometowns. And to be fair to the Bachelor producers, it's not easy to be doing hometowns. Side note, there's some we don't do any spoiler gossip for the current season, but apparently Dale and Claire were out spotted kissing in Florida this week. And other gossipy news, allegedly, now this might not mean anything for Jerry or Doug because they didn't watch the season, but Jed's girlfriend that came out when Hannah Brown like picked Jed and then Jed's like, this lady's like, I'm his girlfriend. Apparently she's now dating Hannah Brown's younger brother, allegedly.
Good God.
That's messed up. Okay. Those are the two gossip updates. All right. So here we are. Matt's getting ready for hometowns by doing sit-ups and a Peloton workout on his bike. But he's on the ground doing it.
It's the new Peloton. They make so much money on just embedded products. It's the new Peloton now is doing stuff that's not bike related. It's like you can do yoga, you can do stretching, you can do, and that's what he's doing. And the production probably got $125,000 for 2 seconds of that.
Yes. Okay. So the first one up is Michelle, and she had a date. I just want to say, boy, do I love Michelle. Love Michelle. Love Michelle's family. Teared up at the kids. Here we go. She's from Minnesota. They showed up in the same outfit. And then she was like, my family, we used to go on evening bike rides. So they start biking and he tries to hold her hand. And then we see at the end that he's a little bit of a rascal on the bike. And he kind of kept like, you know, if we remember, he did flip Breeze ATV. Like there's a side of him that I don't think he realizes how tall and big, like, he's the guy that he is a sweet pea. He reminds me of the cartoon of the Abominable Snowman that doesn't realize, like, he just wants to love, like, Bugs Bunny. Like, I don't think Matt realizes how large he is. And,
he's
like,
a big dog. He's like a Labrador.
Yeah, he's a sweet. He's a sweet Labrador that I think he's truly such a elegant, lovely, huge-hearted man. But I don't
he's fun. He's rough and tumble.
But I think he keeps acting. He wants to. It's his way of flirting. But then he could easily actually hurt the ladies.
Yes, because he's not aware that
he is a maniac when it comes to he is. You better hope your date is just sitting around talking about facts of Canada, because if you're doing anything even remotely dangerous, he will figure out a way. We'll talk about it later. I don't even know how he figured out a way to do the one thing that happened to that one girl.
By the way, I can't believe that the super dangerous thing was not his doing, of all the dangerous things. So, yeah, so he's, like, biking around, trying to hold her hands, doing circles around her. And then, of course, there was no way his bike wasn't going to end up, like, trashed with this bike, just like the ATVs ended up trashed. Like, he cannot help himself.
Yeah.
So they go by. Let's talk about the biking up top. So, Doug, you were aware, like, that this sweet, like, Labrador, he's a maniac physically.
He's like, the way I let a woman know I like her is I'm extremely abusive to her. I verbally give her a hard time. I'll fucking flip an ATV if she's in it. I'm romantic.
Like, Anna is like, Anna just shoves like hot box pizza.
Anna just puked.
Anna's like choking up. She's hot boxing herself on her hot box pizza. Dr. Banana, do you need a Heimlich on your own, the back of your microphone? Are you okay?
Sorry, I just put something in my mouth when you said that and I started choking.
I think he's sweet and doesn't mean. I think that's how it's almost like pulling a girl's pigtail in the playground. Yeah. Like, I think it's how he
exactly
knows how to flirt.
It's exactly that.
Yeah.
It's like, but I'm just waiting for him to go like two for flinching and then just like sock her in the arm and dislocate her shoulder.
He's also really in like insanely good shape. Like, so he's, as we saw
during the Peloton workout.
So he's a giant who's super fit and like, and he also dates tiny ladies for the most part. A lot like Brie and like, now Michelle also looks like an athlete. She's taller.
Fit. She's fit. Fit.
But you
she can handle it.
But you could see even she was sort of like, yeah, you don't hold hands.
What you doing?
Bike riding. You don't hold like side. You don't tandem side by side and hold hands. I guess tandem's front. Anyway. So they go into the class. I teared up. I don't know if I'm just 12 months in a pandemic. She seemed like such a good teacher. And I love that she's not messing around. She's like, well, you gave me a hard time. I'm going to give you a hard time. Like, I loved it. And they're like, Miss Young's classroom, class is in session. And they're like, and when the way that she was like, say hi to Mr. James. Hi, Mr. I wanted her to be I don't have children, but to be my cat's teacher. So if I had kids, my imagine a little like, I don't know who they would be. Razzle and Dazzle, the twins. If Razzle mm-hmm. and Dazzle had a teacher, I would want them to have Miss Young. I loved it. And I love that the direct questions of, are you going to have babies? Are you going to marry her? I loved the young lady saying that she wrote her a note before a test that said, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. And she like carried it around. And I just loved it. So I'm going to throw this out to the group. How much do we love Michelle's? We're not going to the parent part yet. We're just up through the bike riding and the teacher. Sentinel, how did you feel about Miss Young's classroom?
Well, do you want me to just mention this moment or do you want me to mention my opinion on Michelle?
You be free. Do whatever you need to do.
Okay, because they made Michelle go first. And she set the bar so high.
I know.
As to be, you cannot traverse past it. It is, she is the best. She's so smart and funny, and her eyes are beautiful, and she's tall, and she's athletic, and she's interesting.
I love her.
I don't know why they don't just end the show. Like, end it. She's
one of the
one.
Greatest contestants we have ever had on the show. He has great women, I have to say, a lot of them.
But if she doesn't win, he's lame.
I think she's going to come in third.
You might be right. Like, listen,
sadly,
you might be right. But then he's done. He's dumb. In my opinion.
Can we pause
and
one
she should
one?
Absolutely
he marry, I think he wants all – he would marry all of them if suddenly that was a new rule.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, guys. We had a little tech issue, listeners. I just also want to say, truly, this podcast is my Prozac. I'm so happy to have the people here. I look forward to it. I'm so glad to be here. Jerry, Jerry and Doug, you are newer additions to the podcast, and you came in, and I cannot imagine the podcast without you. You are like, you're just dream team.
I mean, if I wasn't here right now, you wouldn't have had that tech issue.
Exactly. What would we do without it sounding like
that's
a vacuum?
That's what makes a show.
I'm just honored that Doug asked me to officiate his wedding. I mean,
oh my God, that's so
this
sweet.
Has all moved so quickly.
Oh my God. All right. So Sentinel. So you
She's
love
the best.
Michelle.
Michelle is the best. She's clearly the best choice. If he doesn't pick her, she has to be the Bachelorette. Screw Katie. Nothing against her, but Michelle is just the best. That. She's so interesting. She has the best personality, and her eyes like sparkle. Like, what's up with her eyes?
Doug, what did you think of the teaching? What did you think of Miss Young's class?
It was adorable. I mean, the kids, I don't know what they're going to go home with or what they're going to say to, you know, other kids that they know about how dating and relationships work. But for the most part, they all seemed... They all seem like they wouldn't be too, hurt by it.
What did
it's
you?
A
do
weird
you love
thing for her to go off and do? I'm going to go off and
be on The Bachelor,
be in a group date.
What did you think? Do you love Michelle as much as Sentinel? The Sentinel loves Michelle.
I don't. I like her a lot. I think she's. I think she's great. But I just.
You
I've
don't
also
she's...
seen that. Like that's what I think that our man Matt. I think that he just loves dating beautiful women. If he could just do that, that's what he would like to do.
And that's, Doug, to that point, that is my issue with this show sometimes, is that I go, if you're going to pick Michelle, it sort of proves that you're for real. But, you know, when I was watching it, all my friends were like, yeah, but he says the L word when he's talking about Rachel. He hasn't said that with anybody else. And it's like, that's where I go, but she brings nothing to the table. She's beautiful.
I don't know, like, if it's the show, though. I fear it's just Mother Nature sometimes, you know? Paget, I see your hand up. Paget, here we go.
But I love Michelle as much as the Sentinel does. I love also that they look like Wonder Twins in their purple and black. Like, they were like Xan and Jaina.
They were already those people.
They're wearing the same colors, top and bottom. They look great. They're both athletic. Here is what I think the problem is. She's too great for him, and he can't keep up with her. Mm. I think she is a more powerful, self-actualized person than he is, and he's just not there yet. I think she is.
But
I think Bree
and
Rachel are better speeds for him mentally.
Bree is great. I love Bree.
I think she's going to win.
Do you? You think Bree is going to win?
Yep.
Interesting. He does do these. He does do all of these programs, bringing garden. Like, Anna, do you know specifically what he does?
Hydroponic gardening?
ABC tours, where he, like, takes kids from, I guess, underprivileged schools or communities and, like, takes them and teaches them about, like, food. And cooking. But then he also has that, he works with, I think, Lettuce Grow, which is like those structures that just go up and then they have little holes and then you can like grow the food so you don't need like a yard.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's dumb at all. I think he's not as socially quick or bright. There's just a differing energy level between those two, I think. And nothing against either one of them. He seems to be more comfortable. I feel like he and Bree speak and move and think and discuss at the same pace. And I think Michelle is a little brighter, a little quicker, her energy is just a little different. I think she's funny and she's just, I don't know, almost,
she'd be a great bachelorette.
Yes.
Oh, I think she's extraordinary.
That might be where we're headed, you know?
So then we meet her parents. I loved her parents. I love both of her parents. I love her mom and her dad. Her dad to me is like the dream dad. I loved her dad. So you know, she was basically saying, like, she was telling her parents that she was a late arrival. Her dad, Ephraim, or Ephraim, she's like, you know, I had to say to my parents were concerned that I was doing this, that I was putting my life on pause. And they asked me what the reason was that I was going to put my life on pause. And I said, it's you. You're the reason. The dad was so sweet. And he's like, what are the qualities you like about Matt? And he said, you know, I like that he wants to make a difference, that he does hydroponic gardens with inner city kids. And he said, if he proposed, would you say yes? And then he said, you and mom saw me in a hard place 2 years ago. I feel like a lot of the gals have some bad relationship that, like, they're coming off of. And the mom, I believe, asked him, are you in love with her or not? And he said, I am falling for your daughter. I haven't told her that yet, but it's moving in that direction. And then she says, I like him a lot, Mom. He is the one. Does it seem fast to you? Do you see Dad in him? And then they all played basketball. I'm sorry. The family taking basketball and the mom had moves. I love this family. And then she said, after meeting my family, I can honestly say I am falling in love with you, Matt. It's scary and it's so genuine and it's so real. And then they kissed, but he didn't say anything back. He didn't reply at all. Doug, what did you think when you saw that Rookie of the Year? How did you feel with the I love you, the family, the basketball?
I mean, she nailed it, you know, his heart wants what his heart wants. I mean, just blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
It's just something's not happening there, you know, and I think he's only happiest with her when he's knocking her off of her bike.
Dr. Banana, what did you think of the parents and the family?
I thought they were great. Dude, playing basketball with your parents?
Oh.
So cool. My dad would be like, my back! And like fall over. Like that was, I was so excited because the mom did have moves. Like,
she had moves.
If I passed a basketball to my mom, she would move out of the way, let it go by her, and just like walk off and be like, what are you doing?
My dad would have screamed that he had angina, which I've never heard anybody else use on earth, but anything that ended in he always had angina, which is not something that I even know if it really exists. Is that like actually a thing?
Yeah, that's what babies come out of.
Dr. Banana, will you look up angina? Yeah. Sentinel, what did you think of the fam and the basketball and the I love yous?
It's just part two of raising the bar. They were amazing. The dad is just sweet and caring. Ugh. And the comparison, you know, I'm not jumping ahead, but of all of them, they truly believe in their daughter. They trust her.
Yes.
There's no judgment in them at all. They ask her what she thinks, and she eloquently explains her emotions, and it's just like, they're all so present and so real with each other. And then the basketball game, I was like, Matt,
I know.
Lock it up. What are you even doing? She's doing Chris Paul like blind passes to her mom, who's like sinking threes. Like, what is this?
I know. I loved her. I loved her family. Anna, what is angina?
The angina pectoris is a type of chest pain caused by reduced blood flow to the heart. It's a symptom of coronary artery disease.
Well, it was always like, it's the angina.
Well, it's an old joke, you know, that he died of acute angina.
He had a really bad angina.
Whatever else you want to say wasn't bad either, you know.
He had a funky angina. Katie Levine, how did you feel about this family? Did they give you acute angina?
I think they were one of my favorite families to ever be on the show. Like, they were very normal, very cool. The parents, you could tell, like, really loved each other, which I thought was sweet. And they were both like, they had like the perfect amount of doubt, I think, where they're just like, okay, we trust you, but this is a little weird. And but they were like cool about it, which I thought was nice.
And then there was like a gentleness, but they still, like, I like when people tease a little, like, the mom's moves on the court, like, they're still like, they're not gonna like let you win, like, they're gonna be fun. And I don't know, Padgett, overall, you were all in, you loved them.
All in. And I also thought when her mom was saying, let me ask you, do you see your father in him? Because you see how well your father treats us.
Yeah.
And how it was so loving. How much she respects and cares for her husband after so many decades, you know, at least what have they been, 28 years or something they've been married? I mean,
yeah,
for her to say, is he like this incredible man, your father?
I just thought
I was overwhelmed. I thought it was beautiful.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll talk about my dad's acute vagina. acute angina. Acute angina when we come back.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And we are back. All right, you guys, I didn't think we were going to get Rachel number two because, boy, no, look, there's controversy about there out there. And I don't wish anyone on earth, I don't care who you are, I don't wish anybody to slam into the ground like anybody. Oh. The amount of times they aired that, they were so excited to have that footage. It felt so heartless, the number of times they aired this woman slamming into the ground. And we all knew it was coming. It opened with that. They had a preview of it before the commercial break. I thought it was going to be a cliffhanger at the end of the – I was surprised she was date number two. So there they are. She's like, trust is a big thing for me. And she blindfolded Matt and she took him in her convertible. And she's like, this is going to be what it's like living with me, a little blindfold. And then they're going – jumping out of a plane. And they – the boy that she was strapped to, literally there's a photo on Twitter that I tweeted everybody – I texted everybody here. We should put it on Facebook, Anna. There's a shot of him where – he looks like he's 8 years old. I mean, at most, in like cool teen, like cool guy sunglasses. It's like an 8 year old. And as Anna said, it's like two boys in a trench coat pretending to be a man. It's like a flamethrower.
Oh, this poor guy.
This poor little
sunglasses are over another pair of glasses.
Yeah, his sunglasses were over another pair of glasses. This little tiny boy was strapped to her back. And
it was like he was wearing his dad's jumpsuit.
I know.
How did he get that gig? Why is it never mentioned?
And I feel like it was like a pandemic.
Why are we going up in this plane with this kid?
He was, I mean, I have to assume that he was like 18 and looked eight.
Maybe he's like 25, 26.
Your most experienced, like, why are they sending Rachel up with just some
little boy?
Yes. You would.
You would
think that they would strap her to some like Top Gun looking dude.
Even
if this guy was in his 20s, he looks 14. Like
he looks 8.
So that if anything goes wrong, which it does, it's like, of course it happens if you're going to get strapped to a 12-year-old and thrown out of a plane.
I have to say, I need to just give her credit. So they go out of the plane. She's so smooth getting ready to go out. Like, I just want, you will never, you want to see the weirdest show on earth? try to get me to an open door on a biplane or whatever.
Like, we're doing it.
No, never.
Do you know where we're landing? La Quinta. Never. We're jumping out. We're landing at La Quinta, all of us. Anna, Katie, Padgett, we're doing it.
I would
Doug,
do it.
It's happening.
It. Doug, it. You would do it?
I'm not dying to jump out of a plane again.
Oh!
I would do it if, you know, if we all landed by other people. That's sort of how it happened the first time.
Wait, Doug, have you actually done it? Because I have a question about the landing. Because I noticed that Matt's landing was kind of rough. Like the way they like landed on their butt.
They landed like on their taint. They landed like taint first.
So that's why
I spend a lot of time telling you that, you know, hey, it might be a little rough, and and that's why they try to land on their butt, because that's like the most likely to just sort of bounce off the ground.
I'm not doing it. Okay. See,
but yeah, but imagine if two people
just kind of slide,
trying to run at this. You couldn't land on your feet and run to slow it down. You'd trip over the person in front of you.
That's the thing. They have to just basically hit the ground.
I'm not doing it.
You both have to flip your legs up, and then you just basically sort of plow into the ground, but you want to come at it at an angle.
Yeah. So Rachel just like didn't then?
That poor woman, like literally, she like landed on her face. The fact that her bones were not broken, that her face was, and where was the medic? Why did they not have medics like right? Why didn't they at least edit it in to make it look like there was a, like, why were there not, why wasn't there immediately an ambulance and a medic right there?
Also, Matt went over and immediately like tried to turn her, which if someone ever has an injury, do not fucking move them. If they have a back injury, that could really make it worse.
Because Matt wasn't that close to her. Why was Matt the first one there? Like, how do you throw a woman out of a plane?
Over,
a child?
Like a hero.
Yeah.
I will look. There were some edits there. I am giving them the benefit of the doubt that the medic was there. They cleaned her up. They checked her out. And then they went, okay,
Matt,
back to
run.
One. Matt, run over there and like pretend like you're saving her. The guy, the little boy, was just out of there. He was gone. He disappeared from the scene.
That's true.
So they had to de-harness.
Oh, they had to de-harness
her. There wasn't a boy attached to her back.
You're right.
Okay, you're right. Somebody had to remove the boy. I hope the boy's okay. But she took the hit. She took the hit. I can't. It's so hard for me to watch it. She took the hit on her face. Like, she landed face first. And then... Yes.
There's so much grass in my mouth.
I felt for her. And then she had to still be on it. By the way, her makeup was flawless. Like, she still looked great. Like, I felt badly for everybody. I just was like, this was ill-conceived. This just, I mean, Doug, talk to me. You're watching that. Just talk me through what's happening at Hotbox Pizza.
It only gets on TV because of the tease of just showing her hit the ground. I mean, they could have figured out a way to make it look like it was going to be a bad landing without just showing it. They just showed the landing over and over again.
Over and over.
And then after the landing's happened and she says, oh, I'm okay, put on a little makeup. Hey, Mom, you can't even tell that I landed on my face today.
Dude.
And then they just...
No,
nothing happened. Like, I would think that'd be such a major turning point in a show. Well, like this horrible thing just happened.
All right, let's talk about that. So she goes, okay, so he runs over and says, my heart hurt. You weren't moving. You don't realize how much you care until there's a chance you could be gone.
Melodramatic.
And she said a bad situation turned good. But I mean, imagine watching this. I mean, he probably thought she could have been. I would watch that and think that person might be paralyzed for life. Or, I mean, there was a good possibility if you land like that, you're going to be dead. Like, so how could you not watch that and think she landed on her face from the sky? Like, you know, it was
not funny.
So messed up. But like, they kept
hearing
it.
I mean, it makes the weeding out process easier.
So then, Uncle Steve.
Sorry.
So then they go to Rachel's family. Am I the only one that thought her dad looked exactly like Eric Estrada?
I could see it.
There was like four people on Twitter. If you pull up a photo of her dad last night and a photo of him from Chips, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's who it was.
like, there was like four people also tweeting. I loved Chips. I hate to date myself. Like, I loved him. I loved that show. Like, I'm like, oh my God, it's Eric Estrada.
You should go on Doug's podcast, Doug Loves Chips.
Yeah. Doug Loves Chips. And I'd be so disappointed. It's just actually Chips.
It's just about chips, really.
And I don't care. Like, you know, they could be chocolate chips. They could be potato chips. We cover it all.
Look at Anna. Love that. Anna loved that. So then her parents, we were all texting last night. So she says to her dad, I jumped out of a plane. My whole family, I jumped out of a plane. I had a rough landing. They edited it so nobody said anything. Her family was intimidating. Her dad was like clinking ice in a glass. We're all kind of nervous because we've heard things, you know, outside things. And like, here comes the family. This was like a tense meeting. I mean, you have to, right? Padgett, you're nodding your head.
Everything I felt about the date was towards the end.
Okay. So then the mom, nobody cared when she's like, I had a hard landing. And then I put a little makeup on. And then the mom said, she's like, I'm definitely falling in love so easily. And then the mom is like, but what, is there something bad? She's like, well, everyone has a bad day. Like today. Today was a hard day. When I mentioned I had a rough landing, I'm literally landed from an airplane on my face. And she was like, oh, well. And she's like, you know, but he reacted like a husband would react. He ran over and he took care of me. And I was comforted by that. And then the dad, meanwhile, is outside by the fire having some cocktail going, I don't see how you can get to that point in such a short period of time. No, granted, there's always a parent like – there's always a dad like this on The Bachelor that's like playing the part of the angry skeptic.
Wait, Arden, can I just say – because you're jumping past this moment where she goes, are there any red flags, right?
Could be. I write so much stuff down.
Here's the thing that Rachel – it seemed like with Rachel – it seemed like she's forcing it. If somebody goes, is there any red, if your mom goes, is there any red flag? No, there's nothing. He's a perfect human being. It's like, come on. Nobody's perfect. What's wrong? Like, it felt so forced. Like, she just wasn't willing. It's so the polar opposite of what was happening with Michelle's family. It felt like Rachel felt like she needed to lie. To like justify what her feelings to her parents.
But what would the red flag be for him so far? She's got nothing but I'm in love with you. There's aside for the fact that they're on The Bachelor, what are the red flags?
Well, he murdered the boy on his on her back after he plowed her into the earth.
I think
she doesn't know enough about him to know if there are red flags. That would have been the more honest answer. It would be, Mom, I haven't seen anything yet.
Yes.
And maybe in the future, you know. No one's perfect, and I'm sure we'll overcome whatever obstacles come our way or our differences in personality, but I haven't seen any yet.
And right! Person's answer.
But to be fair to Rachel, and I can't believe I'm defending Rachel here, to be fair to Rachel, I think Michelle has easier parents, potentially. Like,
but that's what I'm saying is you could clearly see her feeling cornered by her parents. Like, yeah, it wasn't comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think the issue is Matt. I think the issue is more her parents, to me.
Oh, right. Matt, this has nothing to do with Matt.
Yes,
it's everything to do with their relationship and her feeling like, yeah, whatever, I've already said.
Yeah, no, her parents scared. They felt scary. They felt intimidating. They felt like they did not want this to be – they didn't feel welcoming. Michelle's parents felt welcoming. Mm-hmm. And Rachel's parents did not. It was not a warm welcome.
And it didn't help that Estrada was crushing booze.
No, Doug.
Something that I noticed, because, you know, I'm back. I used to watch Bachelor stuff, but then I dipped for a long time. Now I've been back in since Claire. And something that's kind of dawned on me last night was that on The Bachelor, all the families just ask about The Bachelor. And on a Bachelorette, the families talk up their man, their son, their brother. They try to convince. Like, there was no convincing last night. There was none of the parents were, like, trying to convince James of anything.
Right. Matt James.
I mean, Matt James. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that there's that kind of the dynamic shifts between the two different shows?
That's interesting. That is interesting.
What I've seen from watching two seasons.
Yes, I like our. I like
what is. Our what do you think that is? Is it like a double standard? Is it like a?
I just think people put their kids.
No, I think it's parents wanting
the girls they protect.
Yeah, the family wants to protect their daughters.
Interesting.
But when it's the men, they're like, "Please marry him. I don't want to do his laundry anymore. You marry him. Yeah. He's the best guy."
That's interesting. You're right. And the girls are like, "That's interesting. That's very interesting." Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to protect
and
the girls.
Real quick about the boys. From the opening scene, I just forgot from the opening scene, and I've said this during Claire's season and Tayshia's season, I'm done with the skinny jeans. The millennials are right. The skinny jeans are over. It looks
Gen
weird.
Gen Z's right.
They are right. We're done with it.
Although I have to say the big baggy jeans, like the big sort of mom jeans are also
on women or on men? On women or men? I think skinny jeans on men are a no. The big wide legs on ladies, the high-waisted wide legs? No.
Not on me. Yeah, me. Nope. This corgi body in a wide leg like painter pant right now. You want to talk about never being touched by another human again. You put me in a wide leg.
If you want to get touched by a human, you wear an Uncle Steve skirt, okay?
That's it. That's exactly it.
That'll take you to Bangtown real quick.
I want to say to you how much I love it. It was intimidating watching Estrada pound the booze up top.
Because he's chugging beer, right, at the campfire.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he goes in and he's talking to his daughter and there's this weird like – he all of a sudden he's like crushing gimlets with a straw. It's like we've moved on. We have moved to the hard stuff.
Oh, yeah. With a tiny straw. Drinking it out of a tiny – I love a straw, but seeing a man drinking a gimlet with a tiny straw – seeing Eric Estrada back on my TV, I was so excited to see Eric Estrada again.
What if he never drinks the same thing twice?
I mean,
has a different beverage every time he has to drink.
You know what? There's latent sexism in it. It's like, oh, if you're going to be like sitting at a campfire with your bud, like with a boy, it's like beer. But if you're talking to your daughter, it's got to be like a green drink with an umbrella and a straw. Yeah.
Well, so the dad says it's such a short period of time. And so he's talking. The dad's talking to Matt. He said, you know, he's like, the dad is basically saying, you don't get to get married at the end of this. And he's like, well, the goal, that's the point of the show. Like, the goal of The Bachelor is to get down on one knee at the end of it. And I have told your daughter that I'm falling in love with her. And the dad's like, to me, it's difficult to care about somebody in such a period when you're seeing other people. The dad is not – Estrada's not feeling it. And then
his highway patrol instincts were kicking in.
I remember one episode where Hell's Angels had captured a girl, and it was like terrifying. They were like throwing her up on a blanket, but it started sort of like a fun beach party, but like then they wouldn't let her like get off the blanket. I think I was like four watching. Like, I should have supervised. I just been terrified of Hell's Angels and beach blankets. Anyway,
let me tell you, that's the least of your worries if you get kidnapped by the Hell's Angels. They're not going to play beach blanket bingo with you.
Who brought the blanket? I forgot it. You
So then, dad has the tiny straw, and he's like, well, there's four of them here. I'm sure he's telling all four of them this. She's like, I don't think so. He's like, oh, you don't know. You're not special. She's like, I think I am. And then he's like, look, it's important to me to ask for your dad's blessing, but I don't want to ask four families for the blessing. So I'm going to wait. And if it's time, I'm going to ask. And she was disappointed. And then that was the end of the date. Miss Padgett, thoughts?
I think she was beyond disappointed. I think she had a pretty princess meltdown and was pouty and incensed. Yes. I think she just wants to win. I don't think it's about him. She just wants to win. That's why she wanted him to ask her dad. And yeah. she wanted, like, it's NY. No, there's no red flags. She yeah. just wants to win, man. And I don't, they, if it's her at the end, 2 months, 3 months. If there's Dancing with the Stars, she goes on at the end. Just wants to win.
Dr. Banana, how do you feel about that statement? What's in your heart right now, Dr. B? Angina?
I think she is as into him as she believes. But she's young, though. So I think, like, to her, like, she grew up in what appears to be a small town in Georgia. Or maybe not, like, super small, but, like, she seems almost just, like, sheltered in a way where she's like, I love him. And you're like, okay. Like, I'm sure you believe you love him, but, like, in the real world, outside of, like, fantasy bachelor land, like, I don't know.
Like a crush. Like, yeah, she's got a crush.
Once you get your phone back and you start scrolling TikTok, if your mind will wander, you know, like, it's like, I don't know exactly where you'll be, but I'm sure you do think you love him because you're, you know, in this environment and he's, you know, a very handsome man.
I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Cheyenne Constan. I'm giving a shout out to you. First of all, we love all of our listeners. We've really grown to know a lot of you guys through your tweets. And Cheyenne was one of our top. She came to my garage. She did a podcast with us, with Seth Vaught. I know we call him Vat, but it's Vaught. And she's so funny. She started, you know, so there's all the controversy and there was the photo of her in the antebellum at the plantation with the dresses. And Cheyenne all night last night would just start. Whenever she refers to Rachel, she calls her Lady Antebellum. It was killing me. There were so many like, oh, Lady Antebellum thinks this and Lady Antebellum thinks that. Cheyenne Constan, she's at Trixie Firecracker. Follow her on Twitter. We love you.
You keep
Lady Antebellum coming. Doug.
I swear to God, I saw Wendy Williams this morning because it's a must watch if you want to watch someone just be really crazy on live television. She said that today. She said that very thing. She said she was describing the situation and she goes, Rachel went to a Lady Antebellum concert.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Well, Cheyenne did it last night. I could say these were all in by midnight. Must have seen Trixie Firecracker's tweet.
Wendy didn't mean it. She meant she went to an Antebellum
concert. Yeah, I think Wendy Williams is just unaware of what's going on.
Oh my gosh. She thought people were upset that she went to a Lady Antebellum concert. Yeah.
She talks about The Bachelor every week on Tuesday, but she also talks about how she doesn't really like it, she doesn't pay attention to it, and then she switches over to whatever Real Housewives is on that night.
Can I just say how much I love that you watch Wendy Williams every day? Like, things like that. It's like our sweet Brian Sofie doesn't ever miss Judge Judy. And if he does, he like DVRs. Like he will record it. Like, it's his soothing place is Judge Judy episode. He doesn't miss it any day. He watches every day Judge Judy. I love that. Okay, anything further before we go on Rachel, Eric Estrada, Lady Antebellum, or parachuting? Katie, do you have anything to say? Paget, you first. As you lean forward, Katie, Paget, you first.
I just wanted to say that my safe place where I take a nap for half an hour every day and I listen to Ancient Aliens. I love it.
I don't know that.
It's about what aliens.
Okay, great. Is it a podcast?
No, it's a TV show. There's like 12 seasons.
I love that. Jerry's hand went up. Jerry, do you have a safe space you want to share?
This is my safe space.
Me too.
And I feel very comfortable with you guys. And I thank you.
Yes.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
It must be very disappointing to have your parents come on a show and behave that way.
My dad would have been his angina would have been so needing of attention. He would have been discussed on a podcast like this. He would have said truly something awful, awful.
What a bummer. Don't come. If you just think your daughter's an idiot and is making a stupid decision and you don't like this guy and you don't like the whole concept, don't come. It's such a cliche.
But there's some dads like, I'll show you. Oh, okay. I'll go on your show. Like, I'm going to boo, boo, boo.
And you won't. You're going to get a bad edit. You're going to come off as a pompous drunk. And
it would be awful.
Screw off.
That's the thing, too. It's like, you can't pick your family. Your family is like, this is who built me. This is the house I flew into. Like, yeah. I really can't.
But let's talk about it from Matt's point of view.
Like Ben did.
Say that one more time, Doug.
Wasn't that guy Ben just brought in some lady he knows on Family Time?
Oh, right. He brought in the chef. This is a chef from Top Chef I went once.
Antonia LaFassa.
I brought in Antonia.
But if you were Matt and you had just had this epic, amazing time with Michelle's family, and you came to Rachel's family and great, she's gorgeous, whatever. And he doesn't know about the controversy yet. And this is all happening in real time. And then you meet those people. How much does that affect you?
I would be out of there so fast. But I have to say, in the world of Bachelor, the cool family never wins. It's always I feel like the human condition, we just screw ourselves over again. And it never picks the healthy, good one. It never picks the one that ticks all the boxes, that it's right on paper. We pick the dirty dog that's like, everybody's like, don't pick that one. Even Jed, like, his family said, don't pick Jed. His family said, do not pick him. She's like, Jed it is. And then he had a girlfriend and, you know, it was a whole thing. All right, moving on. Here we go. It's the human condition, Jerry. We torture ourselves. All right, we're moving on. We're with Bree.
Thanks for telling me, Arden.
Put on your cheetah coat and go sulk in the corner, Sentinel.
Look at her smoke show splaining.
Smoke show splaining.
I will not be smoke show splained anymore.
Anna, hi. Okay, we're moving on. And we have Bree. Bree and I have, we're comfortable. I think if you get a date too early, you get friend zoned because then he gets like hornier for other people later. So she had like one of the first date. The first date.
First one on one.
And they had great chemistry, but then he had chemistry with everybody else. And she goes, remember when you almost killed me? It's payback time. Get in the passenger seat. Okay, so they go off-roading. She's like, they have a picnic, and she's talking about how he says he's always had a job. And he's like, okay, I'm going to meet your mom. And she said, she'll probably be tough on you. She's the mom and the dad. And, you know, she's still terrified that she feels like she's going to disappoint Matt, that she's not going to be able to give him the concept of a perfect family. And he was like, we have similar families. We have similar moms. And so they show up, and he's got an enormous teddy bear, and they're meeting her mom and her best friend named Bree. I wish I had a best friend named Arden. And
sorry.
And Anna loved that. And they had a baby. So they're meeting her baby. She's seeing her baby sister. And at first, the mom was tough. At first, the mom, beautiful, felt like such an elegant woman. And I'm thinking, I'm older than this woman. Like, she felt like such an elegant adult, you know? Like,
What was her story? Like, how young was she when she had Bree?
I think she was 13 when she was pregnant.
Oh, maybe. Wow.
Remember, it was 14. She had Bree when she was 14, which means she was pregnant at 13.
Oh, God.
Then she recently married someone, and Bree was saying, you know, my dad wasn't around, same as Matt's dad wasn't around, raised by a single mom. And then the mom married someone, and Bree was like, now she has this whole other family that has supplanted me.
That's hard. Yeah. And so her mom's only like 38, you know?
Oh.
Like, because Bree is 24. Bree's 23. So her mom's like 38. And she just, but she felt so like elegant and such an adult. Like, it just felt like, wow. And so she was saying, she was like, how do you feel about her? Are you in love with her? He's like, I'm falling for her. And he said, she said, what do you like about her? He's like, she's a realist. And he says, that works for me. And Bree told her mom, I feel like this is the first time someone is looking at me and seeing every single part of me. And I feel like I'm falling in love with him. And then her mom was so great and said, worst case scenario, we're going to mend your broken heart together. Mm-hmm. And then Bree said to him afterwards, after talking to my mom and Bree, I feel like I'm falling in love with you. I want more time with you. And then he says, which is never what you want somebody to say after you say, I'm falling in love with you. He says, thank you for sharing that with me tonight. and she
said, that's like something I would say.
You're not smoking.
And then she said, I want my head and my heart aligned. I feel like they were aligned today. Anna, I know you're Bree's number one fan, so I'm going to let you go first. You love her. Take it.
I'm Bree's number one fan. I'm her mom's number one fan, Lauren. That's her mom's name.
Right, Lauren. Okay.
Her baby sister, who's also named Bree.
So there were three Brees, a tale of three Brees.
Oh my God. I thought you were serious. I was like, there's three Brees.
Oh God. I thought you were
her
serious
mom too. Is Bree. Her mom That's is so Lauren Bree. She's Bree. Her little sister is Bree Bree and her best friend is Bree. And I love them all. And it makes me think that that baby was born potentially when she's been gone.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Has she met this baby before? Like,
no, because I thought she said her mom was pregnant with a newborn or about to give birth, which means her mom gave birth and then was like, let's quarantine. We got to go shoot a TV show.
And like had her makeup on point. I was thinking that during quarantine, makeup on point, come in with like a newborn during quarantine. Yeah.
I mean, they're Persian, you know? Shout out to my Persian queens. But no, I was starting to get the vibe that maybe this isn't it for Bree, and it broke my heart. But it does give me hope that she can be the Bachelorette, which I, look, you know, I love my Persian women as Bachelorette. Shout out to JoJo and her mom.
JoJo.
Princess mom. You know, I love these. I love a Persian queen, you know?
Anna, you like Bree more than Michelle?
Look, Bree's my number one. Michelle came in the second round. Michelle's my number two, okay? But I do love Michelle, but I love Bree. She was my day one.
You know who my dark horse is? The other Bree.
The other Bree was a babe. The other Bree was hot.
Oh, yeah. I was like, who is this?
Very similar, too. And they were both wearing black tops, and I was like, your best friend's name is Bree. You guys dress exactly the same.
Oh, but other Bree was hotter Bree.
She's tall Bree. She's tall Bree. All right. Captain IMDb, how did you feel about the Bree date, the off-roading, the picnic, the baby Bree, the Bree Bree?
They were eating Bree, by the way.
The all Bree date.
I don't think I can ever let go of the fact that the dates are so wildly different and the levels of romance you can achieve during them, you know, is so different from thing to thing. The off-roading, it was just like, you know, I don't know if Matt was just being a good sport by acting a little scared, but just looked like kind of a bumpy ride.
It did look like a slow Jeep ride. It didn't look that – it just looked like a slow Jeep ride.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've always had her as like number one, and I feel like she's going to finish, a strong two. Cause I feel like Michelle is going to be, of all of them left, she's going to be the one that might say, cause you know how they keep previewing Matt saying this is the worst and he's sad and he's sitting on the curb. Maybe Michelle will say, ta-ta.
Oh, a tip of the hat to you.
Before you can not give her a rose.
Wow. All right. Paget, how did you feel about the Bree Bree Super Bree?
She does nothing. I'm bored, but I think she's perfect for Matt. She just doesn't do anything for me, but I think she's healthy and smart and rational and hardworking and thoughtful in a way. She's just too healthy to be good television, and I think she'll win. I hope she and Matt get married because I think they have similar souls. I think she appears to me to be, if I was a matchmaker and I felt it their first date, I was like, oh, it's over.
But he, when
so
she said
similar,
when she said, I'm in love with you. And he said, thank you for sharing that. When the other one, Rachel, he's like, I'm in love with you. Those are red flags.
Why is he saying that to anybody? It used to be you weren't allowed to say that.
I know. They do
so now he said to all of them except Bree, I'm falling in love with you.
No, the only one he said it to, I think he said it to two people. He said it to Rachel, and then he said it to, I believe, someone who left.
Could be. I don't know why he's doing that. It feels unsportsmanlike.
Way too giving the same lines to all the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think whoever ultimately ends up with them, they're going to watch the show and go, well, you just were saying everything to everybody to just keep them all interested.
Sentinel, how did you feel about the Brie Festival?
I'm with Padgett. I think she's lovely. I think she's fantastic. And I think she was an early, real strong contender. Like with that first date, I was like, whoa, I don't know how he beats this. But over time, Michelle just outshines her to me. Like their chemistry, I don't particularly see any chemistry between him and Brie.
Yeah.
And then when you show up and your best friend Brie is like way hotter. No, that's me. But that's what would happen to me. I'm terrible. Sorry. But look, you know, she's fantastic. I just don't see them together.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Whoa. I will say I see her as a number two. I see her. The final two that makes the most sense to me is Brie and Michelle, and then Michelle went winning. But what makes sense to me never happens, so I'm going to be told.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, I know Brie was your number one for a long time. Is Brie still your number one? I think she's my favorite of all the women that are there. Her and Michelle, I think, are kind of tied for that.
He's got good ladies.
Don't know. I feel like there's a connection there. Like, I really feel like they like each other. I feel like she's smart. I feel like they could be a great couple. But for some reason, I just, like, don't see them ending up together. And I can't explain why. Maybe that spark's not there.
She was my front runner for a long time, and I'm going to say I don't think she wins. Yeah. I think she's adorable. I think she's going to do well in Paradise. I do not see her taking this championship home.
Do you think she needs to like loosen up a little bit? Maybe she's like a little stiff.
Well, I mean, to be fair to her, she was like the first date, and then we haven't seen her again, really. You know what I mean? So
do you think maybe her woodenness is because when they flipped the ATV, she was really paralyzed?
Well, there was not a boy on her back to cushion the landing.
I think that's it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're talking about Serena P, and then we're going to get to the tweet of the week. We'll be right back.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, we're bringing it home, and we're back. Serena P says, Matt, it's important to show you where I grew up, so I'm going to bring Canada to you. She was so cute at the upper part of this date. Like, so freaking cute.
So cute.
They couldn't even try. They're like, here's a moose stuffed animal. Here's it. One small thing of syrup. At like the room, but she was such a fun sport. They did like with her finding out the Canadian, like the toque and the poutine. And like, I found her to be as light and fun. And like, she was just particularly after last week where she had a terrible time doing the tantric yoga. This time when she was in charge, she was just absolutely adorable. And, And so then she was like, I'm beyond nervous. He was very scared to meet her family. So before, we'll chat about pre-family, just the Canada part. All right, Doug, you're shaking your head. Tell me what you thought about the Canada tour.
That poutine looked awful.
You did.
It looked
disgusting. Really
disgusting. Like, that was not good poutine.
And the beaver tail.
All so gross. It was all just grossing me out. Like, what? Did they just go to the corner store and try to recreate these things?
It was
the best they could.
She was cute on the ice hockey rink. Like, she was a cutie pie. Like, before they went to the family, she seemed fun. Paget.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to ask, had any of you ever seen that pea something ham?
Oh, yeah. What was
what
that?
What was that?
What was that spam ham?
It was like pea wrapped ham or something. I've never seen that in Canada.
I've never seen
that. But the Vancouver airport used to, when we flew there, used to serve, you could get poutine in the airport that is.
I mean, it felt, she seemed like a front runner, you know, like going
oh,
it like
for sure.
She was okay. Sentinel, talk to us. Sentinel.
She is so fun and light and has a great sense of humor. It is all on the friend tip for me. There is no sexual chemistry. She wasn't into the tantric yoga. She doesn't like PDA, but then all of a sudden they're making out on the rink and that's okay. The Canadian tour of the awful food was hilarious and fun. And she's so funny. And it's just, but it's just like, you're a bro. We are not getting married. We are hanging out as friends.
I mean, I liked the fact that we talked about this last week on the podcast where I liked the fact that she was confident enough to be like, I'm not tantric yoga gal. I'm not like I'm a reserved Canadian gal. Like, I'm not doing this in front of a camera for you. And I liked the fact that he was confident in a lot of the Bachelor's past to be like, get in the car, lady. You're out of here. And he was like,
that's what okay. I would have done.
But I like the fact
get in the Denali now.
I like the fact that he wasn't scared by that. That like a lot of women and see most women be like, whatever you think, Bachelor, like, okay, whatever you want. Like, I like that she was like, not for me. That's not like, it's just not who she was. And it didn't mean that over time, but it's like, I don't know you yet. I don't want to do a
I'm not saying there's something wrong with her not liking tantric yoga, but bye bye.
Well, Paget.
I think Jerry's right. It doesn't matter how cute and beautiful and sexy and effervescent and funny and game she is. She seems like a great person. But they're just friends. I mean, we find that out, you know, you realize later after, but I think that was in her the whole time. She's a sport and having a good time, but I think Jerry's right. They're buddies.
I got a shot. I just got that she was nervous and like a nice, polite Canadian. Like I got like, it just takes me a little longer to relax that you're not going to get that on the first day. I just have to get comfortable with you and get to know you. But like, I like you, but I didn't get friend zone. I don't move at that speed. So we get to her family. He's very nervous to meet the family. And he says, I'm beyond nervous because I could see spending the rest of my life with her. So that's when we, like, she's a front runner. And she has a lovely family. They greet him. They give him a nice big hug. They're really warm. They ask what she did moving out. She's like, oh, I did the step stool. The sister's like, oh, you went with that one? Like, you know, they seem very welcoming and sweet. And he said he was happy to find someone else who was normal. And then I loved her mom. And I like that the mom was like talking about how he was saying he loved that she didn't take any crap. And the mom was like, I like that too. And this, it was interesting to me. The sister says, do you love him? Do you love him? And I felt like the sister, I feel like if the sister had said like, oh my God, this is the guy, I feel like she would have been like, you're right. But I feel like once people put doubt in your brain, her sister's like, I'm feeling like something is missing. Like, you don't seem smitten. Like, you seem really in your head. I think it's such a vulnerable thing. And like, once somebody puts that seed of doubt, I feel like people are easily like kind of manipulated a little bit, which her sister might be right. I think her sister wasn't trying to, I think she had her sister's back, but she said, I'm worried if you got engaged that you would think that you messed up and that you'd be talking yourself into it. She's freaking out. She's not confident. She's not 1,000% sure. And then she's like, I have doubts. She goes, I don't know how to navigate them. She said, do you enjoy spending time with him? She goes, I don't know what it is. Something's causing doubt. And then the last relationship messed with your head. So there's another bad relationship. And so she was hurt so badly the last time. And she wants to be, she just doesn't know. And she cut him. And he cries off in the limo, like how normally the lady cries off in the limo. And he was just devastated. And Chris Harrison had to go talk to Matt in the woods and say, you want to fight for Serena P? You have to dive into this. Because she was having doubts. So then he goes and talks to her. And she breaks up with him, basically. All right, Sentinel, your hand was up. Talk to me.
You were saying about – you were making it sound like her sister incepted the doubt into her mind. And I disagree with that. To me, that conversation was like, oh, wow, this is refreshing. Someone who's actually not going to just like blow smoke, you know, who's going to tell someone.
Well, clearly.
A real answer, like an honest answer.
Yeah.
And that was nice to me to see someone go. And to even see Serena's reaction to it, to just be like, wow, you're like laying it out there and you're right. Like you clearly are cutting through the lights in the camera to be like, hey, let's be real. And it felt very real and I liked it.
Yeah, you have a real wet blanket.
Yes, talk to us, rookie. Talk to us, rookie. Wet blanket.
Yes, I think sometimes people come on there, and we do it here amongst ourselves, and they get they feel like, oh, I've got something to say about this. I've got something to contribute.
Doug, when you better not be fucking just talking get about back me, and, bro.
You know, observe some more. You know, like, what bothered me was the like you didn't seem smitten because the whole. Everything that we saw is all smiles and joy the entire time.
Yeah, that's what's
right, but not unspoken. But no spark.
I disagree.
What?
A rookie? Do you think they had a spark?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're the rookie.
I just saw Padgett raising her hand. That's what I was doing, was trying to direct it to her. But I don't
know. But rookie, do you think they had a spark?
I think that they did, yes. I think they, on that date, that day, she greeted him with what I guess all the women do with Matt James, which is like climbing him. They all jump up and wrap their legs around him.
That's like, a bachelor
like
spider monkey.
Standard greeting, so you don't really know where any of them are at when they're doing the jumping and climbing.
Yeah. Well, that's how we're all going to greet each other next time. That's the bachelor greeting.
My back.
Padgett.
I think, first of all, the producers are telling all of the girls to do that jump and rap. That's just what I'm guessing. But I think one thing this show has proven to us is if you're really attracted to a guy, no one's talking you out of it.
Okay, that's true.
Ever. I mean,
that's true. You're right.
If you're hot for someone, it doesn't matter what your mom, your sister, your dad, your best friends. Doesn't matter what they say.
That's true.
You're going to go for it. And I think she just wasn't hot for him.
You're right. Because Hannah Brown's family tried to talk her out of Jed. Jed's family tried to talk her out of Jed. She's like, I'm going to pick Jed. Anna, Dr. Banana, what did you think of the sister? Do you think wet blanket? Do you agree with the rookie or the sentinel?
I think the sister just read her. Like, I don't think you're into this guy and you shouldn't force it. I mean, I was also getting that vibe too. Remember when early on she's like, look, I'm not in love with you. I like you. Right. Like, I think she's just real. And she was like, look, you're cool. But can I walk you out?
She said, I don't think you're my person. Can I walk? She walked out the bachelor. Yes,
she was like, I'm sorry, I can't give you this rose.
Yeah, he
I
was
really
hurt.
Wanted her to say it. I really wanted her to be like, can I walk you out?
Can I? She walked him out.
And but she did hurt. Say that. Didn't she say that?
I don't know. She
he
might
said,
have.
He said, do you want to walk me out to the car?
That's, that's not a
I
great
thought
one.
She said it.
Katie, what did you think of this? Do you think the sister was a wet blanket, or do you think that it was? Or I do see Padgett's point. I do see we have seen family members when everyone is like the bridge is out, and they're like, "Well, I'm driving that way anyway because it's in my pants, so my pants are driving. And I don't care that the bridge is out." Katie, what do you think?
I think she maybe thought she liked him, but there were probably doubts in the back of her mind. And then her sister says that, and she's like, "Fuck, you're right. Like, there's just I'm not really into him." You know, there's just, it's just probably not for me. And she, was she, did she come off of a bad breakup?
Apparently. Apparently she had a bad breakup.
Yeah. So maybe she just wasn't ready, you know?
Everyone has bad breakups at some point. Yes. Rookie.
I'm the rookie. So I have a question. Do you think a lot of people are strategizing that, you know, as long as I don't make it too big of a stink, I'm going to dip from this situation and hope that the producers bring me back for Paradise or another season?
People very rarely dip this late. It's like unusual to dip this late. I don't think this Canadian is trying to get to Paradise.
No, I think she was heartfelt. I think she really was trying. And I think the sister did. Her sister knows her better than other people, and her sister was like, I'm not seeing it. And I think she was like, yeah, because it's not there.
I felt for Matt James. He felt like a little boy. He goes, that stinks. That stinks. Oh. I'm just not there. And he goes, in that conversation, I wanted to run, but nothing gets resolved. He's a nice guy. Like, at the end, like, a nice guy.
He's a nice guy and a weird kisser.
He's a weird kisser. He's a nice guy. I feel badly for him. And then...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask everybody a question?
Sentinel, yes. You're the floor.
What did we all think of those diarrhea colored leather pants that she was wearing?
Oh.
Yeah, that was a hard no for me, obviously.
Shein. They're from Shein. I'm pretty sure they're from Shein.
Those were awful.
I mean, I noticed a lot of people had leather pants on last night. And I remember thinking, wow, I've never had the legs for leather pants. Like,
Anna's trying to find them.
Oh, my God. Are those from Shein?
They're from Aritzia Wilfred.
Okay.
Oh, my God. How did you find that?
She looked up diarrhea. She looked up diarrhea leather pants. And then there's three roses for a three-rose ceremony. And he goes, well, I want you to think long and hard before you accept this rose, because I want and with that, I'm going to immediately, like, you have 2 seconds. When you think long and hard, it's going to be right now. All three of you are getting roses. And
we give you each 10 seconds to really contemplate the rest of your life with me.
Long and hard.
And we're done. Let's go.
And okay, Brie got a last. She was upset. And I love Michelle going, next week is fantasy suite. It's intimate. I'm going to go get my hubby. And then we see that Matt fell over on the bike doing circles around Michelle, even though she apologized. But I thought, no, he was doing that. And then we see him weeping on the sidewalk with Chris Harrison. And he's like, I don't know that I can go on. I don't know. Overall. All right. I'm going to start. I think – when I saw him in that beard coming out next week for Katie's Leave, when I saw that beard walk out next week for Women Tell All, I thought that is not the beard of a man who is with a woman. That is a beard of a man in pain. This is a beard of a man who is upset. His heart hurts. Yeah. So whether that means once Serena left, he didn't want anybody, or he was with Rachel and then all this shit came out and he's like, thanks for screwing me, ABC. And now I grew a beard and I'm contractually obligated to show up for the, I don't know, but it felt like that man that came out in that beard did not feel coupled up. Katie, take the floor, please.
No, I agree. The moment I saw it, I said, that is a breakup beard. He is depressed. And he just like looked upset. Like he looked like he wasn't sleeping well. He looked a little skinnier to me. And
they fucked him over. This whole franchise messed over this nice gentleman, rookie, captain.
I was under the impression that for like to keep the news from getting out about who the couple is at the end of the season, that they often ask them to just go back home and not be together until it's announced that they're a couple.
That's true.
So he could grow a beard like as a thing to do being silly while he's not with physically with her.
But it seemed depressed.
Like a separation beard.
They normally get to see each other. I mean, they can sneak and see each other. And they can talk to each other.
They sneak you to like Airbnb so you can have some alone time.
Yeah.
Paget.
I think you called it, Arden. I can't believe I didn't see that. I'm so impressed. I think you're right. I think you're right. He's not engaged to anyone now.
That beard.
Right now, he's not engaged to anyone.
That beard is like, thanks for nothing, ABC. Here's beard. I have to show up. Sentinel.
Reiterating exactly what Paget said. I can't believe I didn't see it. I saw the beard and I thought it was interesting, but it is so clearly, and look, I'll eat my words if we're wrong, but yeah, he looked upset and like broken up and depressed and like nothing matters. I'll just grow this fucking thing. It was just like, like I'm not with anybody.
Dr. Banana, tell us your feelings.
Yeah, that is the beard I feel like I've seen this so many times when guys are just like, I'm just, you know, really finding myself. And then they grow a wild beard and you're like, what? That's how you found yourself?
Yes, that's how we find ourselves.
Okay, but like, I don't know. I feel like I've seen this before and it is very like, ooh, that's not a good sign as to where. And then after he just put out that statement and then he shows up with that beard. That's not a good look. I don't feel good about that.
My heart goes.
Pandemic beard.
It's pandemic beard. Pandemic beard. And this poor guy. I mean.
Sad pandemic beard.
They have really put him through the ringer. Like this guy. I feel for him. This is a nice guy. And I'm sure he's like, thanks for nothing. Maybe. Like, Katie. Okay. Yes. So I predict he picked Rachel. And then maybe some stuff comes out and he's been dealing with that. And then it's like, and like, it's just gotten worse and worse is my prediction.
So you think they're not going to go on Good Morning America the night after the finale and act like a couple?
I predict they will not. I predict he will go. I predict he is single. Paget.
I think we're going to find out at after the final rose.
Yeah.
That's when we'll know what happened.
Yeah. It'll be in 3 weeks. We'll know in 3 weeks.
Because I think, don't they shoot the women tell all?
Earlier.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That was a couple weeks
ago. They air it earlier.
Women tell all?
But do they shoot women tell all and after the final rose in the same day?
No. Huh. No.
Wait.
I don't know who won. Yeah. I mean,
Women tell all is.
Before choosing a winner, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Women Tell All shot after it's over?
Yeah, but they don't.
It usually is. But if it's airing next week, then three of them won't be there.
Yeah, that always happens.
The last three are never there. But we know it was earlier because when Chris Harrison
is hosting.
Yeah, he's hosting. And he said he wasn't going to do after the final rose.
Right.
That's right. Okay.
So that was a couple weeks ago. Now, yes, Sentinel.
Well, just going on predictions, I think you're right. I think despite my hope that he picks Michelle, that she's so obviously the best choice for him, I think he just has the hots for Rachel and he doesn't know any of this shit is coming.
Yeah.
And I think the shit hits the fan and I think the beard says it all.
That is not a Michelle beard. Michelle wouldn't make that beard happen. Michelle Michelle, you know, that's that is the beard of like.
It's hard to imagine him spending the rest of his life with his wife when he's talking to people. He has to be like, well, she just didn't know what an antebellum Blanche is. So
yeah.
How could she be racist?
Yeah. I mean,
she just didn't know. She
yeah.
This, care this, or find out.
They screwed him. They literally, when they should have been extra careful with their first ever Black Bachelor, because they've had this problem before with Becca and Garrett. This is not the first time there's been problematic things and from the past. They should
but
have
how
been...
does a chick on TikTok find this stuff and ABC doesn't?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I don't understand who's vetting this.
Exactly. So here we go. By the way, we love your reviews. We love your reviews, except for the person that hates my screeching voice. Do you want to hear the screeching voice? I'm going to read it to you.
I wrote that review, by the way. Sorry.
Why did you write that, Jerry?
Because I thought you were getting a big head, and I just wanted to take you down a little bit.
Okay, ready? So that means that your screen name is Jazzin' Rocks. One star.
That's right.
The headline is Screeching Voice. I tried hard to listen, but it must have been 5 minutes of introducing three guests plus a production crew. Katie, Anna, that's you.
Yeah, plus a couple of losers.
Yes, three guests plus a production crew. Before
couple of nobodies.
Before they ever started talking about anything. And then it's just the screeching voice that I couldn't deal with. Goodbye. Well,
thank you for your inputs, Jazzin' Rocks.
Jazzin' Rocks. Look, I know what I sound like. I wish this wasn't my voice. It's a hard voice to have.
Ooh, here's what you say to Jazzin' Rocks. Thank you for telling me. Thanks for telling me.
Thanks for telling me, Jazzin' Rocks.
Now? Fuck.
Dude, it now?
Fuck.
It now, I know what my voice sounds like. I know what this voice. I wish,
an angel.
No, it's a lot, and I wish I could modulate it. But this is what I was born with, and I wish it was more adult. I know it's not.
It sounds like an Enya record.
All right, but here's another review. Here's a lovely 5-star review from Amy Steinkohl. Do yourself a favor and listen to this podcast. Hello, Arden and fellow Smoke Show guests. First, I want to thank you for all of your hard work, input, and dedication you put into this hilarious podcast. I started watching The Bachelor, Bachelorette back during Becca's season and found your podcast through a coworker. I am now a loyal listener and I look forward to the show every week. Your episode breakdowns are amazing. I catch myself laughing out loud in my office from time to time while listening to y'all's commentaries. Recently, I got the gonads to send a tweet after Monday's episode, and to my utter shock and amazement, it made it to Tweet of the Week, and I won. I can die now. Thank you for everything. Please stay safe, healthy, and follow your hearts. Amy, thank you so much. I love that. Like, you geared up for it. You threw your hat in the ring. I know this is a thing that, like, they say in sports, but, like, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And like, that's a good thing for all of us because I get scared to do things. And like, I love that you geared up, you got brave and you won. Like, yeah. So that was so awesome. All right. Are you guys ready for the Tweet of the Week?
Ready.
Okay. First one, Lauren at @purple_haze. Matt is disappointed this bike ride isn't on a Peloton. okay, number two, 3D_Dorito @Jashal. I don't know if Matt ends up with Michelle, but I hope I end up with Michelle's dad. And then somebody wrote, if you hurt Michelle's precious mom. And then she replied, I'm sorry, but you can't stop love. Okay. This is from Casey Cushman at Casey_Cushman. Unfortunately for Rachel, the producers hired the same actor to play her skydiving instructor and one of Michelle's students.
Oh, my God. Brilliant. Brilliant.
That's a good one. Okay. 2.0 at Shelley 2.0. Things that warrant an ambulance on The Bachelor. Falling out of a bed. Injuring yourself while drinking a glass of water. Things that do not warrant an ambulance. Crashing into the ground from 12,000 feet.
Oh. This is tough.
That's from Seth Vatt at Bossbone One. Maybe she'd have had more success landing on a parachutery board.
Oh, damn.
This is from Derek Jackson at NOD-like-316. Rachel, this is my dad. Matt, nice to meet you, Officer Poncherello. this is from our girl, Cheyenne Constant.
Like four winners, right? Already.
This is from our girl, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Did Lady Antebellum not get the black dress memo? Yeah. Okay, because all of the gals were wearing a black dress.
Oh, right.
And then this is from Sarah Elizabeth at Mama Bird Sarah. ABC really buried the lead this week with Eric Estrada making his primetime TV comeback as Rachel's dad. All right, I'm going to narrow it down to these two. I'm going to say skydiving instructor student, and maybe the ambulance one or parachutery board? Do you want ambulance or parachutery?
This drinking a glass of water.
Okay, ambulance. Okay, here we go. Casey Cushman at Casey_Cushman. Unfortunately for Rachel, the producers hired the same actor to play her skydiving instructor and one of Michelle's students. Or 2.0 at Shelley 2.0, things that warrant an ambulance on The Bachelor. Falling out of bed, injuring yourself while drinking a glass of water. Things that do not warrant an ambulance, crashing into the ground from 12,000 feet. Sentinel, do you want the same actor or ambulance?
I feel like ambulance has a nicer punchline to it, but I'm going to go with instructor, just because of it's such a funny visual that the one of the students from Michelle's class became Rachel's parachute guy, and she crashed into the ground. I just love that connection.
All right, Secretary of State.
First, I think this is one of the strongest batches.
It's a great batch.
100%.
Great batch.
So strong. I am going to go with ambulance. Beautifully constructed, and I feel terrible for that 14-year-old skydiving, not an instructor. I feel terrible for that guy.
Okay.
Ambulance.
All right, I'm going to go actor student. So we're full split right now. All right. We're going to let Dr. Banana go last. Katie, you're next.
I like the ambulance one. I think it's so perfect.
Oh, Anna. All right. It's Anna.
Dr. B, is it going to be a split or is it going to be a win?
I like the student one.
Oh!
It's a full tie. Casey full Cushman tie. At Casey_Cushman. Unfortunately for Rachel, the producers hired the same actor to play her skydiving instructor and one of Michelle's students, also winning 2.0 at Shelley 2.0. Things that warrant an ambulance on The Bachelor, falling out of bed, injuring yourself while drinking a glass of water. Things that do not warrant an ambulance, crashing into the ground from 12,000 feet. Congratulations to both of you. So what would you like to promote, Sentinel?
Nothing. Just, iCarly is coming back at some point. Who knows when? Sometime this year on Paramount+.
Great.
I'll keep you posted on Instagram and Twitter. You'll see.
All right. Rookie, what would you like to promote?
Doug Loves Movies podcast. Coming up on 15-year anniversary soon.
Whoa!
It's such a great, it's such a fun podcast. And Doug put so much care into building, like, he's so funny, and there's like a whole game, and he puts so much, like, he creates these intricate things. It's really fun. If you've never listened to it, you should definitely listen to it.
That's got
to
be, that's a long-running 15 years, dude. That's incredible. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Paget, Secretary of State, what would you like to promote?
I can't find it on my phone, but the final season of DuckTales, I think, starts soon. I don't know when. DuckTales season 3. Wish we had a season 4. I hope you guys enjoy.
Kate McCucci's on that, who is also on our podcast.
Yes, she is. And Danny Pudi and Bobby Moynihan. And
great.
More people I know.
Bobby Moynihan's in every cartoon.
I want to break the cartoons, but I never have. Hi, you can get my book, Little Miss Little Compton, wherever books are sold worldwide. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's over the shoulder of our rookie in his house right now. And okay, also Anna and I are starting Bachelor in Paradise Australia on our Patreon. I have watched the first 2 episodes, season 3. It is so great. It feels so good to be in Fiji. The guys that are the hot commodities literally have sleeves of tattoos, not even a sleeve, like a full body, starting up to their face. It starts at the neck all the way down, and that's who everyone wants. And like there's 2 guys like that, and that's like the top dog. And so you can watch along on bachelorarchive.com. And
she likes to have something to read while she makes love.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Dr. Banana, have you watched those episodes yet? They're so fun.
I'm about to watch them after. And I do want to say on these Australian shows, like everyone basically has to skydive. And let's just say they are not calm about it like Rachel was. Like one girl was full on like going in and out of like passing out from terror. And they're like, don't you love me? Jump.
Yeah, there's a lot of extremes.
You're like, oh no.
There's a lot of extreme sports. And if you were with us on our journey, Sexy Abby's back, Helen is back. We've got Mary, the narrator's back. It's really fun. Anna, anything else you want to promote?
Yeah, you can follow me at Anna Hosni on Twitter. Keep tweeting me of the week.
Just do it by midnight on Monday night Pacific time. You can tag myself, Arta Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosni, HOSSNIEH, and do hashtag WYATR if you want to be in the running for Tweet of the Week. Katie, where can people find you?
I am KT_money on Twitter and Instagram, and please donate to the people and animals in Texas that need help. You can just Google how to help people and animals in Texas, and a bunch of stuff shows up, but they all need a lot of help right now.
We want to give send extra love to our listeners in Texas. We know there's a bunch of you guys. We are thinking of you. We love you. Seth Vatt, we know you're there. We just like, to the whole We Accept This Rose family, we're like, someday this will all be over and we can meet again at a live show at a festival. And won't that be, we'll have our Jerry Trainer skirts on. And it's going to be great. All right. Until next time, we'll see you. My name is Arta Marine. Have a good one. Be safe. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Just got one little question, pretty girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.